Here back in our studios as part of Youth Express is Rowan Belt. That was Rowan Belt. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Tell me what you just played.
So that's an etude by Chopin. It's in A flat major. I know it's number 3. I'm sorry, number 13. I'm trying to getting the. Okay, it's opus 25, number 1.
Well, congratulations on the Pittsburgh Concert Society.
Thank you.
Honors. Thank you. What was that like? Is this your second time?
Here?
You've been here before.
Yes, and, I have.
Was it with the Pittsburgh Concert Society before?
No, actually it was through CMC because they kind of gave me this honor to come on here.
Yeah.
And it was, they just selected me as their composition student to come
okay.
on.
Okay.
So it was really nice, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, I could have researched all this, but I figured I could
I
just
forgot
ask
it myself.
The Pittsburgh Concert Society honor had to be really amazing. Did you have to audition for them?
Yes. Well, the idea of the Pittsburgh Concert Society is it kind of prepares you for giving performances in the way that you audition, and then you are allowed to give this concert, this recital, and you get paid, and it's like a really nice experience.
I never knew you got paid, which is actually that's something we like to do. When we have musicians performing concerts, including youth, I think it's good, you know, to get paid.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say you'll hear this, that you should play for free for the exposure. But people,
yes,
you die from exposure. You can die from exposure too much. So you don't want to be exposed too much.
Well, playing for free is a great kind of charitable thing to do. But it's a different, a nice experience.
Yeah.
And I tried for it 2 years ago, and I didn't get it this time. But I tried last year, and I got it this time. So yes.
How did they notify you?
I'm pretty sure by email.
But
they also gave me a certificate at the concert, and when I did my recital.
You must have felt incredible.
Well, I actually was sick at the time that I gave the recital, so I didn't feel incredible. But along those lines, but Other than that, I did feel incredible. Yes.
Well, what would you like to play next?
Well, just before I do that, I wanted to say for along the lines of the Pittsburgh Concert Society, I wanted to thank Antoinette Tuma, who is quite possibly listening right now. So she's given me a lot of great opportunities along these lines, and it's wonderful to be here too. Okay, so the next piece I'm going to play, I think I'm going to go to my work. So if you mind, I just need to step away and set this over there. So.
Go right ahead. We're going to make a little change. Rowan also is a composer, and I'm glad you're going to do some of your own pieces. And does this have a name?
Yes, it's I called it it's a sonatina, and I changed it to sonata and then back to sonatina and kind of back and forth. It does have a second movement, but that uses special techniques that aren't possible on a digital piano. But I will just play the first movement. So
here is Rowan Belt. Thank you. Rowan Belt. That was fun to listen to, and it was kind of adventurous.
Yes.
At least that's the feeling I got. And it seemed really contemporary, too. How do you compose, like what, I'm just curious, even about the sort of the root or hardware parts of it. Do you use software, or do you use a score that you're writing?
I've been doing this all by hand, actually, and it does have some advantages, because sometimes with some of the modern notations, it can be difficult to get that on a software, because then it acts up and doesn't want to do what you what you want it to. But yes, and also just I wanted to say this piece, the first piece, the first movement, which I just played, is called Winds. So in the first movement, or first part, you have the...
You tell me the name again?
Winds. Winds.
Oh, Winds. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
And in the first part, you have the kind of sweeping part, which I composed this in autumn, last autumn. So the first part is like the kind of sounds I was hearing in the wind in October, where it gets very windy and there's still a lot of leaves. And then the kind of slower, darker part is based on the winds that I heard in November, where the trees do not have their leaves and you just hear the trunks, kind of, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's very deep and you can kind of hear it coming from afar.
Yeah, I heard
so,
that. That lower...
And then after that, of course, you have traditional development and recapitulation, where I kind of changed things a little bit.
I enjoyed listening to that. What do you want to do next?
I will probably do the Rachmaninoff that I have sitting over there.
Great.
So I'll just go grab that.
Well, you're listening to Rowan Belt. Rowan lives in Bethel Park. He's homeschooled and is 14, going into eighth grade next. And I think after Rachmaninoff, we should have time for another piece that he composed, at least I hope we will. Here, what piece by Rachmaninoff is this?
This is the Prelude in C minor. It's Opus 23, number 7.
If you want to see Rowan, head to our Facebook page. He's posted there, and you can get a sense of what he looks like as he plays. Here again, Rowan Belt.
Thank you.
That was amazing. You really, I don't want to say attack the piano because that's not the right way to put it, but you just seem to have control over what it is that you're playing. That was a wonderful piece. And Rowan Belt is who you're hearing. I think we can fit your composition in. We should.
Well, this actually isn't my composition.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I already played my composition.
Okay, so, I wasn't sure if you had another
that's
one.
Fine. Thank you. This is actually something a little bit, a little bit different, because what I already played was classical music.
So I can tell. Yes, I can tell by the book here.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I really appreciate this music because it's kind of like the American equivalent of like a Polish mazurka or something. It's especially with Scott Joplin because I think he really took it very seriously when he was composing. So these are this piece is called Liola. It's a rag. So a rag is an American art form. So this is from 1905, and I'll just play it.
Yeah. Right. And before you start, let me just this is our last chance to talk.
Yes,
thank you, Rowan, for being here.
Thank you so much. Yes.
And I hope you'll be back sometime soon.
That would be delightful. Thank you.
Here again, Rowan Belt. Thank you. Rowan Belt.